Democrats design fallback $6 trillion infrastructure plan without GOP. By Wendell Hasebo on June 17, 2021. Senate Democrats and Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, are designing a $6 trillion fallback infrastructure plan for reconciliation if the $1.2 trillion bipartisan plan fails. Senate Democrats are weighing spending as much as $6 trillion on their own infrastructure package if the chamber's bipartisan talks fail, according to two sources familiar with the matter, Politico reported. "The bipartisan talks could impact us, but we're going to keep going," Sanders said Wednesday about the reported scheme of shoving $2.5 trillion would go through the Finance Committee, $185 billion through the Energy Committee, and almost $500 billion through the Environment and Public Works Committee. On Wednesday, a bipartisan group of 21 senators released a $1.2 trillion proposal in which tax increases are excluded, presumably along with global warming initiatives. The $6 trillion fallback plan may become useful if negotiations over the bipartisan plan fail due to far-left Democrats' demands of including tax hikes and climate change measures. Senator Mazie Hirono, DHI, said Tuesday she may vote for the bipartisan infrastructure bill if a second reconciliation tactic is planned to include her radical provisions. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's advisor Steve Ricchetti also stated Tuesday the Senate only has 10 days to settle on a bipartisan infrastructure deal. After that, the House can move towards reconciliation with the Senate. The choice to forego bipartisan discussions and potentially use reconciliation, a tactic used to get around a 60-vote threshold to pass legislation, is dependent on Democrat senators. Many have hesitated on if they would vote to approve the legislative provisions amid a votorama, a situation where each provision of legislation decided by the previous reconciliation agreement will be voted up or down by a simple Senate majority. If the Democrats lose just one vote tied to any of the measures, the measure is dead. Moderate Senate Democrats, therefore, could hold great sway in bargaining specific changes to the provisions with the Senate leadership and ultimately with Biden, who promised to drastically raise taxes, along with changing the economy to fit global warming policies. It is unknown how Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, would vote on those specific provisions.